There will be no arrest, no prosecution, or a conviction. But yesterday, the Palmer District Attorney's Office and state troopers officially closed a 20-year-old sexual assault case, satisfied they'd finally identified the perpetrator. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Megan Peters is an information officer for the Alaska State Troopers.
The suspect in the case is deceased, but there's been a DNA match that ties him to this case, and they've been able to go back and look into the history of it along with the DNA connection and decided that after this evidence has come about, the case is closed.
The official designation is closed by exception. The assault took place on the afternoon of February 7th, 1991.
An eight-year-old girl was forcibly abducted by a stranger from a bus stop where she lived, about mile 3.5 of Fairview Loop Road, just south of Wasilla. The young girl was forced into a pickup truck, driven a short distance away, taken to a home, and then she was sexually assaulted by an adult male. Shortly after, she was released on Vine Road by the stranger.
Peters says Alaska State Troopers, using the Matsu Crime Stoppers program and armed with three drawings produced from information provided by the young victim, spent hundreds of hours trying to find the man.
A lot of tips had come in early on in the investigation, but unfortunately, they never led anywhere.
Then, 14 years later, a break in the case occurred. It's just nobody knew it at the time.
In 2005, a man by the name of Brooks Jackson was convicted of a misconduct involving a controlled substance in the fourth degree charge. It was a felony conviction, and upon that conviction, he was required to provide a DNA sample to his probation officer. And that occurred in March 2006. 6 days after the sample was collected, the law enforcement was notified by Brooks' family that he was dead of a suicide in his Wasilla home.
Late last year, the State Scientific Crime Detection Laboratory reported the DNA match. Out of the 9,800,000 profiles in the federal DNA database, Jackson's sample was described as a perfect match to the DNA of the stranger who had assaulted the girl years before. Peters explained the delay from 2006.
When the sample was taken initially back in 2006, there was a large backlog. That backlog has since been cleared, and the turnaround now for samples is average of 30 days. When the sample was received, it was just after a grant had expired, and the in-house testing was slow because resources needed to be acquired and certified before we could do the testing in-house. And once that started up again, finally, when the sample was processed, a match was made.
Orrin Dim, forensic laboratory manager at the State Scientific Crime Detection Facility, says that cold case material involving new DNA appraisals takes place as soon as it's possible, given the large amount of evidence processing demanded by current cases. After the DNA identification, troopers tried, through Jackson's family and friends, to discover where the suspect had been living, what vehicles he drove, and what he was doing in 1991. They were unsuccessful finding the house or verifying the vehicle. But the DNA match was considered sufficient to close the case. The victim, now 28, her husband and parents, were personally informed of the identification and conclusion of the case before the trooper's announcement. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.